And so, did you just want me to say dispatches from the underground? Dispatches from the underground.
Dispatches from the underground.
With your host,
Joey Steele. Up to no good. We're good?
Question authority.
Dispatches from the underground.
Question everything.
Dispatches from the underground!
All right, welcome to Dispatches from the Underground. I'm your host, Joey Steele. Thanks for getting down with us. We are coming at you from the underground in New York City. That's where we are. This is what we do. And I'm glad you could join us down here. Summertime is in the air. There is love and aggression all swirling about on the sidewalks of whatever fucking city you're sweating on as you listen to this podcast. And it's just a special time of the year in those places that have seasons. California is just another day in your life. But for the rest of us, we only get like 6 days of nice weather. So it's something special for us. And we feel it's just nice. It's almost worth being alive. It's almost worth the suffering that we go through on a daily basis, living in this bullshit that we live in, for these, 6 days that we have. So I am in a good mood, and today we are celebrating my favorite part of summer, which here in New York City, to me, it's the official beginning of summer, is Punk Island. And I have two very special guests who run Punk Island. They do tons of work here in the city, making the punk scene in here substantive and promoting underground bands till these folks are blue in the face. Their fucking veins are just pumping with underground punk music. And I'm very lucky to not only have these folks on the show, but to consider them dear friends and bandmates now. I'm in a band with these guys. And that is Kate Hoos and Al from Brooklyn Transcourt. Kate from Hoosatron and Al from Brooklyn Transcourt are here with me today. And we're going to be talking about something that we all do, which is Punk Island. The three of us are three of seven stage managers that run Punk Island. And we're going to talk about what Punk Island is, how this year is different and special. And also, we're going to talk about some of the bands that we think are particularly noteworthy on some of our stages, or at least maybe interesting to some of the Dispatches crowd. So we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to talk a little bit about what Kate and Al do in particular, because they're both coming from very particular perspectives. Al representing the Brooklyn Transcourt stage and Kate representing the Hoosatron stage. And I think people will be interested to hear how they bring their outlook on life and the thing that they're passionate about in life and the community that they feel like they represent best into the work they do, into promoting music. And they're doing a great job. And I know we talk a lot of shit about how horrible this society is and how bad our lives are, and those are all true. But, when I'm spending time with Kate and Al, it's hard to just focus on that because they're doing such great work, and they make life feel wonderful to be living because they're just doing such great work. So enough gushing and emotion. We are going to be talking to Kate now. We're going to be talking about Punk Island. And I know some people listen to this podcast and it's about a thing that's particular to New York City, which is Punk Island. But I do think the way we look at the show, and even though some of the particularities you might not be interested, like where it is happening, it's happening on Randall's Island, or what day it's happening on, it's June 18th. 2017 here in New York City, you might be in California or Texas or wherever you are, and you might be thinking, this is irrelevant, I'm not going to the show, I don't give a fuck. And I understand that feeling. But I do think that talking to two underground promoters who live their lives promoting underground music with no financial benefit, nothing but pain in that department, and doing this just because they're passionate about this culture and passionate about what they represent, it's worthy to see their perspective on this special event. And maybe you're not interested in the particularities of the issue of the actual event, but I do think that you will have your eyes opened by how these two incredible people speak about the music that they love and how they approach a festival. I also hope that this kind of inspires some folks who may feel a little bit more jaded about this music scene that they live around to see that it doesn't take anything special. The three of us got involved in this because we're passionate about our communities and passionate about this scene and music. And we took over and made an event happen with 100 underground bands, no big names. and have and bring thousands of people together just because we love it and just because we figured out how to do it. It doesn't take someone with $1 million. It just takes creative, you know, fundraising, hard work, and a community of people wanting to do it. And so anyway, I think there's a lot to take from this episode other than the particularities of the event, which we will continue to repeat throughout the episode. But don't tune out even if you're in, you know, Oregon or wherever you're at. This, I think there's a lot to take from this. So hopefully you will see through that. This show is about Punk Island, and it is about understanding the perspective of being a community organizer. Maybe they wouldn't call themselves that, but being a community organizer and a punk and bringing those two worlds together. So hopefully you can get down with that. I want to say a couple things before we get to that discussion with Kate and Al. I want to thank Real Punk Radio at realpunkradio.com for playing Dispatch from the Underground. Every Wednesday night at 11 p.m., you can hear Dispatch from the Underground. If you miss it on Real Punk Radio, you can always get new episodes, incredible merch. We have Days and Days merch, All Torn Up merch, and a bunch of other merch. Hopefully, we'll have some new merch from Lady Business, which is Kate Hu's band, and Al's band, Trashy. Hopefully, we'll have new music from them coming out on our Dispatch from the Underground merch section. But go to dispatchfromtheunderground.com. You can find a bunch of merch from bands you like, bands you might not even know. Pick it up, super cheap, and it helps support this show. So it's a big help to us. There's going to be a bunch of other mentions of other bands and other websites. You can check out Trashy and Lady Business by going to our Punk Island Facebook page, and we will be posting about these bands. The Lady Business, Bandcamp escapes my memory right now, but I know the Trashy one can be difficult to find because Trashy is sort of a ubiquitous name. So it's Trashy Punks, PUNX.bandcamp.com. And I'm sure Kate will mention Lady Business as we continue with the podcast, but it's business, B-I-Z, business. So anyway, I also want to mention before we get neck deep in this episode, I want to mention that my band, All Torn Up, is going to be playing with some dear friends in Clitorium and our brothers from Other Mothers and Leftover Crack. We're going to be playing in Massachusetts June 9th. I know there's a Facebook page for it, so you can go. If you're in Massachusetts, I think it's in Greenfield. I'm not even sure the name of the town. I apologize. It's not in front of me right now, and I am poorly prepared to make that announcement. But we're in Massachusetts. If you're in Massachusetts and want to come out to see Leftover Crack and All Torn Up, we're going to be playing hopefully near where you are. So come on out and hit us up at Dispatch from the Underground if you need more information about that. You can hit us up on Facebook or you can email us at dftunderground@gmail.com. Anyway, we're going to get to all this. Let's just jump right in. We're going to listen to a tune here and then we are going to move on and talk to Kate Hoos from the Hoosatron stage and Al from the Brooklyn Transcore stage doing Punk Island with me, doing the Dispatch from the Underground stage, June 18th, 2017. Hope you all dig it. Get down. All right, let's listen to a tune. Kate, why don't you pick the tune we should start off listening to here?
Sister Munch, Diarrhea Body Glitter.
And Sister Munch is playing the Hoosatron stage, right?
Yes.
And they're playing the same show that Cop Out, our band, is playing
1 week from today, June 7th.
June 7th.
Cobra Club.
All right, here's Sister Munch with, what's the name of the song?
Diarrhea Body Glitter.
What's it? You know, it's about catcalling, right?
Yeah.
Don't catcall, you fucking diarrhea body glitter motherfuckers. Sister Munch, get down.
Just a giant.
What's up, y'all? What's up?
Is this where I'm supposed to say hi? What's
yeah, up? I got two of my favorite people on the podcast today. This is wonderful. You want to reciprocate that? Be like, oh,
we love you, Joey.
Oh, Joey Steele.
Bullshit.
Amazing. I was wearing your t-shirt all weekend.
Y'all are so lucky listening to this because you can't see them staring away from my face to not say that to my face with it. Al was like looking at the ceiling when he said that.
That's a lie. That's a bold-faced lie.
It was 100% true.
Looking right at you.
Who do you trust? Who would you trust?
He's doing it again.
To tell you the truth.
Look at it. You see that? Did you see it?
No, he's looking in the other room.
Yeah, it's
fucked
up.
Oh, my God. Ganging up on me. That's fucked up.
Should we tell Radioland, Podcastland, what he's wearing?
Don't be lying
on
me.
No, I had that same shirt when I was cool, and now I'm not cool, so I don't have that shirt anymore.
No, I was talking about something else.
Oh, his Gucci shorts.
His shorts.
Oh, fuck you guys. Listen, I'm going to edit all that bullshit out. I'm sitting here with two amazing musicians, two amazing promoters here in New York City. I'm sitting here with Kate Hoos of Lady Business.
Waving. Hi.
And Hoosatron. Hoosatron Presents? How do I say that? Is this Hoosatron? Like,
yes,
sounds like
either works. Hoosatron Presents.
Someone might think that's a Transformer. Hoosatron, Optimus Prime, and
may just be a secret
Transformer. And Al...
Hey.
Rosenberg?
That's my name.
Should I not? Okay, I don't know. I don't know what people do anymore.
Like, I mean, they're not going to. It's public information.
And here's the social security number is,
666.
Yeah.
666.
Steal your identity.
6666.
Of the trashy, formerly of Penguin.
Yeah, for 2 years ago, so I don't know.
And organizer of Brooklyn Transcore here in New York City and the head organizer for Punk Island this year.
Yeah, Joey passed torch to me.
Or whatever. Something happened.
Hell yeah.
And Joey gave up and
Joey
Al
ran screaming.
Caught it. And we're all running stages of Punk Island this year. So we're going to talk about some Punk Island shit.
Let's do it.
What else are we going to talk about? Should we tell Radioland what else we do? I heard a rumor that the three of us are in a band together.
Has it been substantiated?
I haven't heard this.
I saw it on the National Enquirer. So.
Is that still a fucking newspaper?
Yeah. I mean,
is it really?
Newspaper might be
stretching.
Not the right word for it.
Is that still a tabloid, a publication?
I think it is.
Yeah. I saw it, though.
Well, if you heard it in the fucking tabloids, it must be true. Yeah, the three of us are also in a band together called Cop Out.
Yep.
Which you can see if you're in New York City. For the first time performing on June 7th,
yes.
Which is next Wednesday.
Holy
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, a week from today, when you're listening to this anyway, a week from today.
Or you just missed it and you fucked up.
Yeah, fuck you. At the Cobra Club, and we're playing with Sister Munch and the Lonelyers, who are also playing my stage, and Trashy, who's playing the Brooklyn Transcore stage.
Yep.
And then we have a touring artist, Carmel Liberty, from Detroit. So it's going to be a fun show, and you should come out, and we're raising money for Punk Island.
And the only way you're going to see our set is by coming to that show, because I'm going to destroy every camera from anyone who tries to fucking
no
film
videos,
us.
No videos.
Yeah, no videos, please.
We're not ready for that.
The rights are strictly reserved by Epitaph, I'm sure.
Possibly. Yeah, I think I saw the letter in the mail, but I didn't open it yet, so I'm glad to know that that's what
Brett
said no.
Brett said no.
They own the rights to everything, so yeah, make sure you don't fucking film that shit.
We made Epitaph jokes last time I was on Dispatches podcast.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I would never disparage my label.
Right.
Not on Epitaph. Hashtag not actually on Epitaph. So let's talk about Punk Island. Let's talk about it. We talk about the benefit, we'll get to Cop Out. We'll get to some of the bands later. Let's talk about Punk Island.
Let's do it.
Big changes this year.
Big changes.
Al was able to accomplish what I had never been able to accomplish, which again makes a lot of sense. Just sort of like that doesn't need to be said. But Al, what are we doing? What's the big change?
Well, I didn't do it alone we're moving to Randall's Island this year. And it's going to be, it's really exciting for us. I think it's going to allow us, you know, if we don't completely fuck our relationship with them, it's going to really allow us to grow the event into something even bigger and more inclusive. And I think it's very exciting.
People who aren't in New York City, it's a big deal because this is where, not to prop up their bullshit, but this is where Warped Tour used to do their thing. Yep. So it's like mainstream fest. You know,
Lollapalooza
when they would come.
Too.
Oh, Lollapalooza did
yeah,
it
Lollapalooza
too?
Was
Governor's
there.
Ball.
Governor's Ball.
When these mainstream shows would come to New York and do their shit, they would do it on Randall's Island, which is sort of like near upper Manhattan, sort of between three different boroughs. Mm-hmm. It's super easily accessible, supposedly, although people, punks, have been telling me, no, how to get there now, dude.
We will have detailed information.
It's actually
on our social media.
Super easy to get there.
Yeah, it's very, very easy.
Unlike Governor's Island, which is beautiful, and we are not going back there this year, unlike Governor's Island, you don't need to wait for a ferry that costs an additional $2. You can take the subway. You can bike there.
You can walk over. Straight up.
There are three pedestrian bridges from three different boroughs that you can walk or bike over.
You're like a salesperson. You're so efficient. You're just...
Actually, I think it's four. There's two from Manhattan, one from Queens, and then there's one from the Bronx.
I think there's 12, actually.
12?
And you could fucking drone in. You could
swim there, but we don't recommend that.
You cannot swim there.
You could get a tiny submarine.
I've watched a lot of Law and Order.
You could ride a dead body from
things
fucking
that I've
Bronx.
Learned from Law and Order is that the current in the East River is very strong. But and you're not going to end up in Randall's Island. You're going
to
end up probably
washed out
probably in Governor's Island. Honestly,
you're probably going to end up in Broad Channel as a dead body.
I'm going to take my submersible. I'm going to take my mini submarine there.
That's fine. That should be good.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean the point is these mainstream fests. We're sort of like taking over the void that they've left. We've like the underground's doing what we should do, which is going into a space that they left the fucking mainstream dubbed like unworthy and fucking taking it over and doing our shit in. I'm so proud of us to do this. And I think it's fucking huge, you know.
Yeah.
Well, before we get too neck deep in this shit, why don't you guys break down what Punk Island is for people who don't know? People who are listening from Abu Dhabi and don't know what Punk Island is.
Do you think they'll come from Abu Dhabi?
I don't know if they'll
fly right to New York.
But more importantly than them coming is I think they should start a Punk Island-ish event in their own place because we do something amazing here and they should know what it is and they should copy that shit.
Well, Punk Island is an all-day, all-ages, all-free punk music festival. This will be its 10th year.
10 years! Oh, my God!
And it's all volunteer-run and organized by... DIY underground promoters, bookers, people in bands all around New York City. And it's just, you know, it's a great day full of tons and tons of bands. Everyone who puts on stages has, you know, a big stake and a lot of heart invested in their communities and in the music and in the message. And it's just a really good feeling. And people come and they get to really be immersed in lots of different culture, but also like, just really get a sense of how expansive the New York City punk scene is.
Yeah, because, you know, people ask me that. What's the scene like, man? What's the scene like? And I'm like, I always say this. It's not one scene. It's many, many sub-scenes. And that's what I love about Punk Island, because each stage really kind of represents that. And what I'm doing is different from what Taking Back Queens is doing. It's different from what Brooklyn Transcore is doing. Well, you and I might, you know.
We got some overlap.
Yeah, we got some overlap. But, yeah, it's like especially like we have a new stage this year. And it's run by Cody from the band Aluth, who was at one point a New Blood band who played on your stage,
yep.
Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And to see him come in and run a stage, and he's built what he's doing down in South Brooklyn, where there's literally nothing, and he's built this whole thing.
Not literally nothing.
Yeah.
There's a scene like in Bushwick, whatever.
He's
building this scene where there's not really much going on, and like, that's what this represents to me. We're all, you know, before I started doing this, like, there wasn't really a lot of that going on.
Especially, in the past, like, 10 years. I mean, there used to be, like, punk shows down on Coney Island. But, you know, everything's getting built up to condos and everything. All that stuff's going away.
People will come play New York, and they'll comment a lot of times on how segregated the scenes are. Because in New York... Because you have access to everything, like you can get super niche-y, right? Like you can get super, not niche-y, but like you can get super down to like your niche.
You can do both, probably.
You could probably find a niche-y niche. Yeah,
like
you probably
niche-y
could.
Like doom metal.
Yeah.
I'm sure that exists. There's probably at least 10 bands. Yep. They all play together exclusively.
Yep. I booked them all for my stage.
Yeah. They play at a...
Philosophical doom sludge.
Baby cakes.
Yeah, all derived from the philosophy of Friedrich Nietzsche. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that happening. But it's, you know, there's these little tiny, like, very subcultural holes that people fall into. And they have really cool communities. They do cool stuff. But there's not a lot of crossover. And one thing that we've really fucking super pushed for at Punk Island is finding the people who have built a lot of these scenes with other folks and bringing them together and doing this show. And I think other cities who have similar... I don't know if Abu Dhabi does have that, but I assume they do. And I think other places that have similar situations where they have a lot of really cool scenes that involve a lot of really cool people, bringing them together and doing stuff. I think it feel, not only does it feel good for me, but I think it's the entire height of everything we do in our community building.
Yeah, I think it's a good way for people to get exposed to bands that they may not, because like, you know, even like I'm doing all the social media and I'm listening to a lot of these bands and I'm like, I know nothing about pop punk. I will be the first to tell you I know absolutely nothing about it, but I'm like getting to hear stuff and hear of bands I've never heard of and have not been exposed to.
And you're like, and, I hate all of them.
And maybe otherwise might not have been. You know, and I will also be the first to admit pop punk is my least favorite genre of music.
Shut up.
But
beyond ska? You like ska more than pop punk?
I love ska.
Old ska, because I grew up, like when I was growing up, there was a big ska and pop punk scene in Jersey where I grew up.
Well, that makes sense.
But, Catch 22.
Yeah, yeah. It was, yeah, Catch 22. The toaster, whenever the toasters came to town, it was like, oh my God, everybody just like.
I can't stand the toasters.
Yeah. So I like old school pop punk, but like the newer pop punk, I know nothing about it.
Sure.
So, you know, just getting to hear that and then.
You're too old.
Yeah, I'm way too old. Oh, I'm really old.
Yeah, well, that's
just,
not true.
Just kidding.
That's just a joke. Really old.
I'll cut off.
But no, I you know, getting a chance to hear like a lot of the bands that you've booked, I like that heavier sound and stuff. So it is, you know, like a melting pot in a way, and you get to hear a lot of shit.
It really does represent New York. I think we have some, look, for whatever origins it started with, we didn't start, the three of us did not start Punk Island. We haven't been involved since the beginning. In fact, at this point, nobody has, except for Make Music New York, who is the person who essentially initiated and keeps this and maintains this in a lot of ways. But no one's really been involved in the beginning. We took this, we've made it our own thing, and I think we've made it to something unique. And every year people come to the show. You know, we don't have any huge fucking headliners this year. There's no major, like, you know, Aerosmith is not playing this year.
Or any medium headliners, really.
Yeah. No, that's not
Slayer's
true.
Slayer's playing.
Slayer, you know, they backed out on us or whatever. It's all good.
My roommate's uncle is their manager.
No.
I got them.
What? Your roommate's uncle is a Slayer's manager?
Yep. And he's also Mastodon's manager and I think Ghost. He has a couple of really big bands.
Get the fuck out of
here.
I want to
know. So they're all, yeah, they're all playing in Punk Island. I got them all.
If Ghost was playing, that would be awesome.
I don't know that band.
What?
I don't know them.
No, that's sick.
I've heard of them.
Anyway, we don't have any big bands. We're doing this with the bands that in our communities. We're representing our communities, and it's just something unique. People come every year, and they're like, I've never been to a festival like this. I've never been anywhere where this vibe was cultivated. The vibe is cultivated as much as the music, and I think that's something what makes Punk Island so special.
Yeah.
Partially because we break our hearts over endless fucking meetings all year.
Joey loves meetings.
Through.
When's our next meeting? Oh, we gotta figure that out.
Yeah, I don't think we
but
have.
But Al, you've done a great job fucking making this shit happen this year.
Well, it hasn't happened yet, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? Everybody listening, send out all the good vibes. Send pray to advice. Satan, whoever you pray to, for sunny skies, blue skies that day.
So that I get the porta potties paid for, too. So.
Yeah. If anyone has porta potties, just bring them.
Bring them, yeah.
Come out to our benefit next week. We got to pay for the porta potties.
You can't drive onto the island, so if you're bringing a porta potty, you got to carry it.
Yeah, you have to carry it on the train.
But I have faith. I think you can do it.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of tough punks out there. Yeah. If anybody can carry a porta potty across a large bridge over a stinky river,
it's some bike punks.
It's some fucking punk ass shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get anyone, a little trailer on your bike.
I feel like I've
bring
seen.
Bring a dumpster, too.
I feel like on tour with LOC, Leftover Crack, I feel like I've actually seen some punks who had porta potties with them or just.
Hey, before they're full, they're not that heavy.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Listen, we're gonna stop for a second and we're gonna talk about some of the bands that are playing each of our three stages, and hopefully we're gonna peak or tweak. What's tweak? Oh, that's crystal meth. Hopefully we tweak your interest a little bit.
Peak, I don't know.
Peak your interest. with a Q.
Yeah, yeah.
Like peakerism?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Peakerism. Get down.
Get down.
All right, let's take another break and let's listen to another band playing Punk Island. Here's a song from Bowhead, which features a bunch of members from Kraut, which is an incredible old school New York City hardcore band. If you don't know them, fucking listen to them and then come out and hear Bowhead because they're making some really intense, hard tunes that you're going to dig. So here's Bowhead playing the Dispatchers from the Underground stage at Punk Island. Get down. We'll be right back. All right, we're going to talk about some bands. There's a ton of great bands playing, and we're going to talk tons of shit about some bands that aren't playing in a minute, but just you wait. We'll get to the shit talk. I know that's the only reason people listen to the podcast in the first place. Well, we will get to it. But people should know that we have 7 stages represented. Only 3 are here today. We have the Who's-a-tron stage.
Brooklyn Transcore.
And Dispatchers from the Underground is my stage. But there are 4 other stages. There's almost 100 bands playing. So there really is like something for almost everybody who's into different avenues and streams of punk music. And we're going to talk a lot about our 3 stages and not so much about the 4 other stages because we're selfish dicks.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
Well, who's not here? Basement Dwellers, Gilligan, Taking Back Queens, and All We Got are the other stages that are not here tonight.
I didn't actually. One of the coolest thing about Punk Island is that we really do have a community of people who do care about each other, and we work hard to really work together all year on a lot of stuff, and it is very rewarding to work with a diverse group of punks who have a lot of different perspectives. I get a lot out of it, and it means a lot to me. But here's a fucked up thing: I didn't even know that Cody's stage is called Basement Dwellers until just now.
Oh, and you know what? No one would have known if you hadn't blown up your spot.
I'm an honest dude. I'm gonna say straight up. Yeah, no one's. That's fine. No one's paying attention.
Well, now
to
you
bullshit.
Know.
Yeah.
Now you know.
So Cody from Aluth, Aluth is a great band. People, and they had the great stage. Scum City's playing their stage. There's a bunch of other bands.
Rebel Maddox playing their stage. Yeah.
Oh shit, they got a ton of really great bands playing their stage, and they're Basement Dwellers. So everyone learns something new every day.
There you
including
go.
Joey Steele, which is pretty amazing.
Who could have thought?
Yeah. But let's enough about everybody else. Let's talk about ourselves.
Us. Yeah. Let's do it. My favorite topic.
Yeah, let's talk about Brooklyn Transcore.
Let's do it.
Al, I want to know your one favorite band playing that you're not in.
My favorite band playing.
That you're not in.
Yeah.
I want you to name one, and I want you to talk shit about all the other bands playing your stage.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So one band that I'm really excited. I mean, I think my whole lineup is fantastic this year.
Boring.
Really. Shush. Listen. It's my turn.
We're not like you, Joey. We all book bands we hate.
I have the speaking microphone, so I'm going to need everyone to shush it.
I had a lot of caffeine.
I'm really excited for Stay Inside. They're, I think...
But the show's outside, bro.
Shush. I think... I don't know if you'd like it. They're like 90s emo, like indie... Not indie. They're like Taking Back Sunday-esque.
Post-hardcore a little
maybe
bit.
Everyone... Yeah, Joey's dead. That's fine. Anyway, I think they are fantastic. Casey also thinks they're fantastic. And actually, Bryn, who plays... I don't want to fuck up what instrument she plays, so I'm just not even going to say. Bryn, who's in that band, played my stage, or our stage, our first year with... First, second year with her old band, Althea, who Riss, who is also playing the stage this year, was in, and that's how I know... him.
But Riss is not in that band.
No, Riss is now in Transrectifier, who's also playing the stage. But Stay Inside, I think they're like, even if you don't like that style of music, which maybe I'm not describing very well, but they're all fantastic musicians. It's they put on a really great show. They're all really nice people.
Do you know what time slot they're playing as? You said Stay Inside is the name of the band.
Stay Inside, yeah. I have them.
You're pitching it really well, even though that style of music where you described it makes me want to hang myself.
That's fine.
But I mean, that sounds really enticing.
Yeah, they're playing. It's right now. I have them at 5:15.
Can't handle it.
So yeah. I'm also really excited about Jane's new band, The Chased. They played their second.
I'm excited to see them too.
Chased. Chase.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna sneak.
It's like a double entendre.
That's funny.
Yeah. Jane thinks she's really.
Jane, for people who don't know, is an incredible drummer. Is she drumming in this band?
No, Jane's fronting this band.
No shit.
Yeah, she plays guitar. It's
She is an incredible drummer. She's a drummer for Trashy amongst other bands.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know if she's drumming in another band. I mean, we have some like. Who cares? But I don't know if she's in...
She has drummed in a lot of bands.
She has drummed in a lot of bands. I think currently she's only in Trashy and The Chased. But yeah, so I'm really... They played the second show at this past Friday at Hank's. And their songs are super catchy. They're all super talented musicians. And, you know, obviously they're really new, so it's still coming together. But you know, every time I see them, just so much better than
What style of music? Is it straight up punk?
Yeah, it's like, well, it's more it's poppier than trashy because Jane likes pop punk more than I do. But then, you know, they have a really like dancey song that Mary wrote. Mary's the bass player. And they have some other, you know, Jane has some harder songs, some more thrashy songs. And, you know, there's a lot of, it's two guitarists. So there's, you know, Jane plays for the most time and then April plays some leads. And Tara, the drummer, plays for the machine. And she's just like, she's crazy. She's a sick drummer.
Oh, you know, it's something that I love about Punk Island. When I first went to Punk Island, I saw a bunch of bands that I'd never seen before. And I love the idea. I love the idea of walking around seven stages and seeing 100 different bands that I've never heard of and just finding out all of this new talent. That even being a punk musician in New York City, there's so many new bands of friends I have in the scene that I didn't even know existed, that I can't see any other place but Punk Island.
Yeah.
And there's nowhere else can you see something like this. It just doesn't exist. And it's so fucking special. I mean, like, you're describing two bands of, like, what, 13 on your stage?
Yeah.
13 on your stage that you curated to be this fucking phenomenal sound, and that's just two of them.
Right.
And people are going to walk around and see that constantly. That sounds spectacular. Both those bands sound amazing.
See that times seven, because everyone's going to have...
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you want information on these bands over... I think I started about a week or so ago, but all these bands are going to get a shout-out on our Facebook, our Instagram, and our Tumblr. So if you're interested in hearing any of these bands, you can... For every band that I have music for, I'm posting. So from now leading up to the event, you can check any of that out. So if you want to hear any of these bands, or you can just research it yourself. You can look at the flyer and see who's playing. Mm-hmm. Pick a random band.
Do we have links on the Facebook or no?
Yeah, the poster's not hyperlinked, but every day I'm posting 3 to 4 bands.
Okay.
So yeah, before the event, I think about 85 bands are playing actually. I counted it out. I think it's 85.
That sounds like 100 to me. I mean, I'm not a mathematician.
Close. Well, 85 is close to 100. Yeah. Whatever. Oh, minor details. But yeah, so by time between now and a couple days before the event, because I'm saving that to post stuff about information and maps and all that crap.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can find out about all the bands, and you should. You should listen to these bands ahead of time. You can pick out who you want to see and all that.
We listen to all of them. We listen, you know. I think everybody out there, whether they're in New York and whether they're coming to Punk Island or not, they should friend Punk Island on Facebook and on Instagram, because we're seven promoters who are constantly putting stuff on these pages, and we're going to have shit that in New York that you're not going to find out anywhere else, like shows that are going on, bands that you want to hear. It's really a good like main line into what's happening in New York. So it's a good idea for folks to get down with that. Kate curates a lot of the content that goes on to Facebook and Instagram, and does a spectacular job of representing not only her stage and Hoosatron, but all of us. So she deserves a lot of credit for it. And people should pay the fuck attention to it. Even if you're in Abu Dhabi or whatever.
You're gonna hear some good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
We listen to all the bands. We listen, you know, there are like thousands of fucking submissions to Punk Island. Again, not a mathematician, but I'm rounding somewhere near the fucking place.
You're rounding very up. It was like around 250 this year.
No way. No way. I listened to more than 200. It's felt like a lot more than 200 bands.
No, I counted it. It was around 250, I think.
Wow.
Well, one really bad band goes a long way.
Oh, my God. We were just fucking on Facebook as we were doing this podcast and had to take a pause because some fuckhead, fucking dumbass fuckboy, so I posted on our Facebook talking shit about one of our bands, one of the bands playing my stage.
Almost
which was
aimless.
A huge mistake.
And they're a really fucking good band. And yeah, the guy's just like, this sucks. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, this fuckboy just posted like that Almost Aimless sucks. Almost Aimless is incredible, super talented, great sound. And he posted his band, which was another huge mistake.
Joey had a lot to say, so you can go take a look.
His band was called Wonder Cats, I think.
Wonder Cat 69, I think.
Oh, my God. The fucking dumbest shit. Go listen to it and just see how awful that is.
We're terrible people.
I mean,
I wasn't going to mention the band by name.
Yeah,
he posted the link to his band camp on the page.
True, yeah.
So
it's public information.
Shouldn't have talked shit about a band playing. I should have waited it for another stage, I guess.
That happened last year. Somebody was like, like bitching and complaining. I'm like, then you organize your own show. Organize your own punk fest.
We should do do another podcast of dumb ways to try to get yourself on a festival.
Oh my God.
Number one, don't talk shit about another stage and band playing a stage and then suggest your band play. What the fuck is going to put you on then, dude?
Well, the thing is, I mean, you know, you're not going to like everything. The bands that play Punk Island or bands that play shows or even shows that, like, I'm a part of organizing or that I go to, like, I'm not into everything.
Yeah, you can't.
It doesn't mean that, like, yeah. if someone writes music that I don't happen to like, it doesn't mean that that band sucks. It's just something that I don't like to listen to.
Yeah, like I said, I don't particularly enjoy pop punk, but, like,
I mean, that's a crazy opinion to have.
I know.
Like, Joey doesn't like ska, and I don't
Some people look at me like I'm crazy.
How you could be so wrong about
something.
Hey,
I like
but,
old school lookout pop punk, like yeah. that stuff. But
you know.
Look, y'all... You know,
but when you come for someone, like, you suck. It's like, okay, well,
yeah,
now...
What does that even mean?
It means you're a hater.
Look, yeah. there is objective reality, all right? And objectively, all of our bands are incredible. And objectively, Wonder Cats is fucking terrible. And objectively, everything that I enjoy is amazing.
So
and everything
mean.
You guys like is not so good. It's not a big deal.
We like you, though.
Yeah,
I like you.
So you're not so good.
Oh, geez. I'll just edit
but
that part
But that's
out.
The point. Like, Punk Island, like, if you're... into Riot Girl, you can come over by my stage. If you're not and you like ska, go over to All We Got and pop punk. They do ska and pop punk. If you like more hardcore, hit up Basement Dwellers or Dispatches, you know, like whatever.
If you just like rad shit, just fucking camp out at Dispatches. No big deal.
If you like a little bit of everything, take a stroll around, explore bands. There's a lot to hear, a lot of different kind of bands represented.
I suggest people rent a Rascal for the day. Rent a fucking Rascal. And, yeah.
Can you rent Rascals?
Oh, I'm sure you can.
I don't know. Can you?
Yo, just
get
rent
a
Rascal. No, Segway, you look like a nerd. Rascal, you look like official. Plus, it's going just the right pace.
I don't know.
Just
I don't think you can rent Rascals.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys need to get hip with the fucking
Or get a hoverboard. Get a hoverboard.
No, you can't. It's illegal.
They're illegal, yeah.
Yeah,
catch,
you can't,
don't bring a hoverboard because if
you cannot bring
fire,
them on mass transit,
we're gonna get
no fires at Punk Island.
You know, I heard Kate Huzichong wants to burn down Punk Island. That's
watch it here,
Kate. Let's talk about the Huzichong stage because you have a ton of great bands playing. So let's fucking. You have a lot of the bands that I wanted to play have played that emailed us, and I was too slow to get. So
snatched them up.
Awesome job.
Yeah. Well,
one band that you think is better than the rest.
Lady Business.
That you're not in. God
that
damn.
I'm not in. Let's.
It's
oh,
so
man.
You're so effective. You guys are both so effective at fucking making sure that trashy. Lady Business.
Trashy punks. Trashy bandcamp.com/trashypunks. PUNX.
PUNX. I'm excited. Like, there's a lot of talent on my stage, and you know the thing is, for regular shows or whatever, sometimes I'll book bands that. Maybe I don't necessarily like I'm in love with, but they're good people, whatever it is. But for Punk Island, I really got to fucking love your music. And, you know, I think about things like how do you contribute to the scene and things like that when I read submissions and stuff. But I think the band I'm most excited about are my friend Sister Munch because I love their music. And, you know, I knew them from the very beginning and they've really blossomed over the past year. And especially their drummer, who's also in my band, Lady Business. Her name's Emily. She's been helping a lot, and she's kind of been like my right hand, or my left hand, as I like to say, because I'm left-handed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a little less racist. That's good.
Oh, stop it.
That's less racist. That's what? I'm
it's
saying
not
that's
racist.
Good.
You're terrible.
It's that would be racist against left-handed people.
Yeah, you are the worst.
You're the worst.
It's not?
But wow, no, they're like feminist hardcore. They're really fucking good. I'm excited about them. I'm really excited about Tanya Harding. No, the disgraced figure skater is not coming. It's a band. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes, Punk Island, fucking punk rock on ice. But no, they're a really snarky two-piece Riot Girl band. They just put out an album called Punk Is Dad, which is super perfect because Punk Island's on Father's Day, June 19th.
30 in a row.
Yeah.
June 18th also.
Yeah.
Oh, it's June 18th. June I'm 18th. Sorry. Don't come on June 19th because that's a Monday. Well, it was June 19th last year. I think I'm looking at last year.
Literally on my wall.
June 18th, 2017.
I'll edit that out.
Yeah.
June 18th, 17.
Not going to get edited.
So Punk is Dad. Who else is playing? There Are Four Lights. I love them. I got a couple bands coming in from out of town, from Minneapolis, Dirty Junk and the Ingrowns. The Lonelyers, who are a great band from Queens. They're twee punk.
Who you can see next Wednesday.
Yeah, you can see them next Wednesday at
with
the
my
benefit.
Band Trashy Punks.
Yeah.
And our new band Cop Out.
Yeah, and Sister Munch is also playing that show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, The Lonelier's...
Oh, Sister Munch is playing The Benefit, too?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet. Good. I actually haven't had a chance to see him, so...
Yeah. But, yeah, The Lonelier's, they do, like, their guitarist puts on house shows in Queens, and, you know, she just is really dedicated and passionate about the scene, so I'm very excited to have them as well. Because I think about those things, too. Like, what is this... How does this person, like, contribute to our culture and our community? You know, it's not just you have great music. It's like a total package for me. And let's see, Ellen and the Degenerates are coming back.
They're great. We played them. They're great. People, people who follow the podcast know we played them a bunch on the podcast. So
they're great, and they now have a new bass player who is also in Basic Bitches. They will not. Basic Bitches will not be playing my stage this year, but they're fantastic. They played last year. And let's see who else. I'm trying to remember. There's so many fucking.
You're supposed to say one. You're supposed to say one, Kate. So.
I know. I said two.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I'm saying 25.
Like,
yeah,
every band.
Oh, super okay. Unfair.
So can I go back and just one say more? Like about all the bands on my stage.
One more. I'm really excited about is Gibbons.
You're gonna have monkeys there.
Rachel Gibbons. Yeah, oh, I'm having a monkeys. No, Rachel Gibbons is a singer songwriter who also plays in Choked Up.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who What's will be Choked Up?
Choked Up?
Choked Up is a Chrissy Rhodes new band with Santos and I guess Rachel and then some
Chrissy Rhodes on Santos is in Trashy. We have like a little incestuous. We don't people.
Yeah.
Know
everybody
what we're
plays
about.
In everybody's band. Yeah.
There's only so many people that can.
But I'm
hang here.
Very excited about her because she. I met her last year at Punk Island because I made a little announcement. I was like, "Hey, ladies, you know, or whoever, if you want to play your first show, if you want to play a show, even if you have not a lot of experience." Come talk to me, hit me up, and let's do something. So she did. She came up to me, and then so I put her on a show that I was doing. I used to book small shows at a bar that I used to work at, but I don't anymore. And she played a couple of those. She's opened a few of the Benefits and stuff, and I think she opened my birthday show. And it's just, you know, to see her, like, you know, someone who was a fan last year. And so I invited her. I was like, do you want to open my stage this year? Do you want to play a little set and play some of your shit? And she was like, yeah, fuck yeah. So I'm excited that kind of stuff to me to like have somebody who like went from a fan to now being a part of it and is now also getting to play on two stages. So that's really exciting.
She's gonna have a long day. Cause
yeah, she had a very long day.
Choked Up is playing later in the day.
Yeah, I think she knows that. But yeah, she's a great kid too. She's really like cares a lot about the scene, and I've seen her out at a lot of Benefits too.
And that's something that all three of us are very passionate about is actually not just doing things for our bands, but making sure that there's a community and a scene around the things that we love. And part of that for you, Kate, is not just promoting the sound you like, but it's also making sure that you, well, both of you actually representing a culture and people that don't get represented enough in mainstream music. And I think that's worthwhile talking about because I think a lot of folks don't think about that. Or they think fucked up shit about it. You know, they think like, oh, well, you know, you're only putting bands on there that like look like you or act like you. That's fucked up. But white dudes do that all the fucking time. They
sure do.
They only put up bands. But they never hear that shit. Like, look, when you know, hey, major venue, you're promoting bands that look like and sound like and act like you. And you're not, no one's talking about that. So I think it's worthwhile to talk about that if y'all want to talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Because it's not just music. You're not just going for sound on your stage.
Right, yeah.
There is a particular
perspective. Yeah, we definitely, you know, when we're looking for new bands to put on shows or Punk Island or, you know, we try to not put... I mean, obviously the New Blood bands are a little different, but we try to, you know, figure out the bands that we're playing with and see what their... how their politics are and, like, how they jive with the crew and everything. But definitely we're always looking for, you know, we're about, like... queer bands and trans bands and looking for people that identify, you know, it's you know, I don't know. I feel like I talk about this all the time and I lost my train of thought. Yeah. But you know, like queer and trans bands and feminist bands and people that like are forward thinking in that way and have something to say about, you know, gender, sexuality, identity, and that kind of stuff. And bands that aren't ashamed to be out and proud and bands that aren't, you know, embarrassed to talk about shit that maybe, you know, you don't want your parents to hear. Mm. And just like being unapologetically queer and just like keeping our space. And I think that's been really, I think people that, you know, I think Kate can probably speak to this as well. Like people that have often felt disenfranchised by the punk community being like very straight and very, white and very male, masculine, just like having a space to sort of like not be afraid to let their guard down a little bit. And I think that we've definitely, like, over the past couple of years, like, definitely made Punk Island, like, a lot more diverse in that way. And, you know, we're always looking for different avenues to expand to, like, bring more identities and, like, more, just more and more diversity and, like, more, represent more people in, like, more and better ways. And just finding the best way to do that. And always, no, never stop thinking about how to do it better and how to bring more people in and how to...
I'm always thinking about that. You know, how do I make it better? What do I, you know, and, you know, because 95% of the people who do submit are white, cis, straight men. And, like, I'm not dissing them, but it's like, you know, the whole scene is designed for you. It's made for you. And, you know, I've talked about this to some people recently. Part of the reason why I do what I do, and, you know, I would go out on a limb and say the same thing for you. It's like, when I was going to shows as a kid, there were merch girls. That's how girls were involved. Mm-hmm. And there were, I think, three bands from a very big scene in Jersey. And it was interesting because I lived, like, there were a couple different scenes going on, and I kind of lived in the middle. So I would get flyers for, and I would go to a bunch of different shows in different scenes. And even throughout all of that, there was maybe three girls. There was no visibly queer people, no trans people, like, nothing. And so when I discovered the Riot Girl scene, that was kind of like my back door into getting into queercore and stuff. And so that was really when I kind of, I don't know, like, kind of blossomed, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, that's why I'm so, you know, I mean, I've been told, oh, you book too many women, you book this and that.
So when people say that to you?
Yeah, like, oh, you know, like, this and that. And I'm like, yeah, but you know what? Maybe I need to loosen it up and mix it up a little bit with regular shows. But I was like, you know, I thought about it before Punk Island last year. I thought about it again this year. And I'm going to think about it. Maybe next year I'll do, quote unquote, a mixed bag or whatever. But I'm like, you know, I'm tired. Like, I don't, you know, and I've said this to some guys, and I'm like, it's not you personally, but you don't understand that the whole scene, you saw yourself when you were a kid, you saw yourself all around you. You saw yourself in the band. You saw yourself in the bookers, in the promoters, and I saw merch girls. And that's not what I want to see anymore. And it's 2017, and fucking people of color, fucking women, fucking queer people should be calling shots and should be running shows. And I don't have to fucking answer to you if you don't like it. Like, you know, and I know that there's certainly things I can be doing better, and I try to always do better and include as many people as I can. You know, it can't be perfect because, sorry, I'm getting over a cold. I just moved the mic away from my mouth. Because, you know, like, what if a band's not available? I had bands that, you know, just didn't get back to me. And then after, I was like, okay, I got to give the spot to somebody else. And then they got back to me later. You know, just like any number of things can happen when you're booking a fest and you're in communication with 25, 30 bands.
It's never going to be the ideal, always the ideal thing you want.
But I feel like I push myself pretty hard to get there. And I feel like, you know, Al and I do work closely together as we're booking. Especially the two of us, like, we, you know, the seven stages are in communication with each other, but, like, I think we work closely because we just, you know, there's crossover and stuff. Yeah. And he wanted Tonya Harding, and I was like, hell no. But yeah.
I mean, I think it's something special is that we believe in diversity. We believe that it makes us stronger to be different. We believe that representing a perspective and being honest about our community and who we represent is true. And look, I'm a white dude. If you can't tell from my fucking bullshit, I'm a white dude. And
I just want to say I have nothing against men. I've also been accused of being a man hater, and I have nothing against men.
I do.
I hate assholes, and I hate fucking sexist, misogynist shitheads, but I don't hate men.
Sexist and misogynist deserve to be castrated, but assholes, I'm... Can we just ease up on that?
I didn't say castrate anybody.
I did.
Rapists should be castrated. I fucking,
We'd get a lot more shit done if way more people were castrated, guilty or not. Okay?
Well, yeah. Whatever. I'm going to say I don't hate men.
I do.
Let's move on from this point.
Okay, but I do think that all the people who submitted to Punk Island, and this is from my personal Dispatches Joey perspective, if you submit to me personally and want to play, and you're just a white dude playing pop punk, you better be singing about some radical fucking politics. You better be doing something unique and substantive, or I don't really fucking give a shit. I've heard your band before. I've heard all of that shit before. You don't need to copy NOFX. It was done already. There's no point to do it.
Still being done.
To death.
Do some new shit.
Been
or
done
get
to
the
death.
Fuck out of the way for other people to do some new shit. Anyway, thank you for asking. I'll talk about my stage too.
Who are you excited about, Joseph Steele?
I am. Thank you for asking, Kate.
Do you know who's playing your stage? Yeah,
I have it right in front of my face.
Great.
So thank you. Hola a Muerte. I fucked it up because I'm a cracker ass fucking idiot. They're playing. They're starting off the day. I really like them. They're a brand new band. They just got a new drummer. I'm super excited about them. Super strong female fronted band. Awesome. She's great. She's got a lot of ferocity. Great bass player. I love their sound. So I'm excited about them. I'm excited about Sick Shit from Philly. I think they're from just outside of Camden. And I saw them play, with Hola a Muerte. I can't say fucking R's right. I know. Did that crowd just say Hola a Muerte? What the hell? But they're fucking amazing. Sick Shit is absolutely fantastic. And my band, Shirime. I see I fucked my own band up. Is playing right before that band at around, it's like right before 5 o'clock. And y'all should definitely fucking see Sick Shit. They are amazing. You two should see Sick Shit too. They're fucking incredible.
You don't have to memorize this. We'll put it out on the internet.
Actually,
all this is.
You can also rewind this.
Yeah,
and
you can
listen
rewind
to
it too.
And fucking get a pen or a pencil and write it down.
If you're on your phone, there's probably a notepad application.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you fucking learn some shit?
I have a flip phone.
But there's a ton
just
of great.
Kidding.
I'm
just
super
kidding.
Excited about all the bands on the stage. I love that we have a huge diversity of sound, and we have some hard shit, and we have some surf shit, and we have some party punk, and like it's fun. It's gonna be a good time.
Andrew WK is playing. He's making a guest appearance on my stage.
Toys in Trouble to me has like a little Andrew WK-esque style. I think.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. If you've ever heard Kevin Bova from Toys in Trouble, it brings a really great vocals, and they have like a party punk feel. It's good. Check them out. Toys in Trouble.
I'm
anyway.
Excited about Clitorium on your stage.
Yeah, they're great.
They're tight.
Clitorium has this sound that I love. It's like punk and pop music and ska and like black metal.
Yeah.
It's so weird, the mesh of sound they have.
It's good. It's awesome, yeah.
Super good and like crazy cool. Mm-hmm. I like falsetto pop vocals on top of like death metal riffs. It's awesome. Check them out. It's going to be good. But there's 100 bands. So it's like 100-ish. There's 10,000 bands playing Punk Island.
There's 45,000 bands
playing Punk Island. There's a million bands playing.
Which is why it's great that we're on Randall's Island, because we need the space.
We have 90,000 stages.
For all 2 million bands playing.
Yeah. And it's a longer event today. It's a longer event this year. Not today. Today's not the show.
Today's.
It starts at 10 a.m.
Well, you can get there. You can get there at 10. Well, you can kind of get there whenever.
Quote unquote doors are at 10 a.m.
It's a public park, so you can get there at sunup. I think
we'll be there at sunup.
We'll be there before sunup.
We're cutting the sound on at 11 a.m. Most stages will be starting at 11 a.m. And the show goes until we have a hard curfew of 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. So everything will be done well in advance of that, so we can pack up and get the fuck out. But back on Pier 1 in Staten Island, we used to have a long day, and it's honestly It's terrible. We get there at the crack
not,
of dawn.
It's not.
We get there at the crack of dawn.
It's terrible for us. Not
yeah,
for
no,
you.
No. For us. For me. I'm talking about, you know, get there at the crack of dawn. It's early. You can't use the bathroom because they're not there yet. And you're hungry and your friends are all wandering away. No one's helping you set up.
Community.
Yeah.
Who wants to volunteer? Yeah.
Who wants a sandwich?
Yeah.
No, but it's great. You know, when we moved to Governor's Island last year, it was because we had to. The Staten Island Pier, they were doing some renovations, building that fucking Ferris wheel, whatever the fuck they were doing.
Ferris wheel. They got to move the punk for Ferris wheels. That's the bullshit we got to deal with in New York.
The condominium on the Ferris wheel.
The condominiums and the Lighthouse Museum did not want us back, so they said no, thank you. But you know, Governor's Island was nice enough to have us last year, and you know, when I started going to Punk Island. I think my first Punk Island was 2008. What's the matter?
You got to move that away.
Oh, why?
It's interfering.
Oh, sorry. Somebody was calling me.
Yeah.
But it was good. A bill collector, so I'm not going to answer it.
Ignore.
don't worry, I'll cut all that out. No,
great, yeah. Don't worry about my bills.
Sure, it won't.
Yeah, when I started going in 2008 or 2009, I can't remember which fucking year it was, but it was on Governor's Island. It was my first time, and you get on that tube of boat, and you get over the island. You sort of like you're in a different world where there's like these old army barracks and everything's abandoned, and it like feels really cool to be there. And the pictures look crazy because you're on like, you know,
you're picturesque.
I mean, look, we come out of dark basements where we play punk music 364 days a year, and we're in like the brutal sunshine, and all of a sudden everybody who has a miserable, like the most hate-filled attitude all year is just like, I love life. Like, what's happening? Like,
is this what it feels like to not be vitamin deficient?
Yeah.
Get a little bit of sunshine.
Get your vitamin D.
I hate
everything.
I wish the world would be steered into the sun, but as we get steered into the sun, I feel like we're going to have, it's be like, you know,
yeah.
It's going to feel like Punk Island, and that's what we're going for, is that feeling.
Yeah, but you know, so we couldn't have it on Randall or Governor's Island this year, which is totally fine. And I think that, you know, it's going to be the best yet.
It's going to be great.
And, but one of the, the point that I was driving at before I got sidetracked by my crushing debt is, is that, because of Governor's Island ferries are private ferries, the event was cut a lot shorter last year.
Super short. It's like over 5 o'clock.
Yeah. So the event started again at 11 last year, but we had to break down at 5:30. So it was 11 to 5. And
we're back on track.
So we're back.
It's basically
we're back,
like a regular show.
We're back on, yeah, I mean, that's basically just like, you know, an elongated show. It's like a double set. But like now we're back on the full day. We're back bringing you 25,000 bands.
75 million bands playing. Yeah. But seriously, though, 11 a.m. to like 8 p.m. It's a good day. Pack some water. Bring a banana or something. I don't know.
Will be food available. We're going to post the menu up on the Facebook event so you can see. It's going to be, I mean, it's not, the menu is not going to be very expansive. It's, you know, burgers, veggie burgers, fries, salad, cut fruit, like granola bars and sodas, yeah, and shit.
Vegan options.
You'll have food, but most importantly, you're going to get your nutrition from Punk that day. So just get ready to get down all fucking day. That's what you need to know. So let's cut it there. We played some bands for you all day, and we're going to play another one right here. And, we'll see you June 18th, Kate.
18th.
Sunday, June 18th.
Don't come on the 19th.
11,
we won't be there.
At 11 a.m. on Randall's Island, right across from 125th Street, straight across from 125th Street on Randall's Island. Mm-hmm. And that's Al from Brooklyn Transcore and Kate from the Hootatron stage. Make sure if you are there, you go up and say hey to them. And I'm Joey from the Dispatches stage, but just really go talk to them. Yeah, please don't talk to me. Yeah, get down. All right, let's take another break and listen to another tune playing your stage, I think.
Yeah. There Are Four Lights, another song about catcalling, everybody's favorite thing in the world. The song is called Catcalling, or Catcall, sorry.
Who's it by?
There Are Four Lights.
There, T-H-E-R-E,
mm-hmm.
Four, F-O-U-R.
Yeah, There Are Four Lights.
Lights, L-I-G-H-T-S.
Yeah, it's a Star Trek The Next Generation reference.
Also, it is an incredible double entendre. There's like multiple... what do you call those when they have, not double entendres, but homophones? When you have two words that have the same sound but different spelling, there,
oh, yeah,
are,
yeah.
Four lights. All those words are homophones.
This is true.
So that's
this is
a terribly
true.
Difficult thing to look up, but we spelled it out for you, so rewind that shit and listen to There Are Four Lights playing the Hootatron stage at Punk Island. Get down.
Almost gone and
stuff.
All right, that's the end of the episode. Thank you all for getting down with us. I super appreciate everyone who's been sharing Dispatch from the Underground on their social media. It's been a big help. A lot of people from all over the world have been doing orders from the Dispatches from the Underground merch store. And not only does that help sell and promote like good bands and underground shit like Days and Days and All Torn Up and a bunch of other folks, but it also is super helpful for me because it puts a couple of dollars into the Dispatches from the Underground Collective and it helps us pay for some of the few costs that we have on this show. So thank you all for all over the world, really. I've been sending shit all over the fucking planet Earth, and it's been really incredible. Thank you all for sending shit and ordering shit and sharing the shit online. It's been a big help. I want to thank also the Dispatch from the Underground Collective for working super hard and helping to maintain this podcast and everything that Dispatches does. And make sure you guys keep going back to dispatchfromtheunderground.com. We have new merch, new shows up and going on all the time, so stay in touch with us. But also want to remind people that Punk Island is June 18th, 2017. It's going to be on Randall's Island. It starts at 10 a.m. and it goes to 8 p.m. It's all day. It's all free, all ages, 100% free. There's no fucking costs. There's no age restrictions. We're not going to stop and ID you and bullshit like that. It's seriously all ages. You could bring your toddler, niece.
Yeah, bring your toddlers.
It's all good. I mean, just keep your toddler the fuck away from me, but they can come to the show.
They can come hang out by my stage. But yeah, give them ear protection. I'm passionate about ear protection.
You know
that's why I can still hear at 36.
Bring them to my stage and I'll fuck up their ears and then take them over to Kate and then they can just bob their head to the feel of the music as they can't hear anything. So that'll be great. Kate, why don't you break down some of the ways that people can interact with us at Punk Island?
You can go on our website. It's punkislandnyc.com. We also have Instagram at punkislandnyc. We have Facebook. It's Facebook backslash punkislandnyc. And we also have a Tumblr. I'm not very good with Tumblr. I kind of like Caitlin from,
incredible artist.
She does our artwork. Yeah. She kind of, the posts on Tumblr come from Instagram, but she also posts stuff. So I had to Google it. I think it's tumblr.punkisland.
I don't even know what Tumblr is.
Yeah, so Tumblr. That's for people younger than us.
Kate does a great job. Caitlin does a great job. She's an incredible artist, but I have no idea what that world is.
Yeah, so the social
media. But you're doing a great job on Instagram. The Instagram shit is super cool, and the Facebook stuff is super cool, and people should make sure that they fucking follow what's going on. Even if you're in Abu Dhabi. Wherever.
If you're in Nova Scotia,
Nova Scotia. I want to fucking check out the Nova Scotia punk scene.
Let's do Punk Island in Nova Scotia next year.
That would be awesome.
But it's so you can follow us to find out what's going on, benefit shows, pictures, information about the event. You take pictures of the event, hashtag them Punk Island 2017.
Oh shit, we have a hashtag.
Yeah, we have a hashtag and everything.
Wow.
So
official shit.
And the next benefit show is June 7th, 1 week from today. You want to be cool, invite your friends. If you're in New York City, takes 2 minutes, just invite people, share the event, help us raise money. If I haven't seen your ass out at a benefit, I would love to see you there. And if I have seen you, come out again. There's great fucking bands playing.
And it's the first time Kate and Al and I will be playing together in front of people. So
who doesn't want to see that?
If after this podcast you hate us or like us, you can come to the show and laugh at us and feel better about hating
us. Or you can come after our set. We're playing first.
Yeah. So get there on time and enjoy yourself laughing at our shit or enjoying it. Whatever. Either way, it's going to be a party for everybody.
Yeah, fucking party time.
June 18th.
Do not listen to what I said earlier. June 18th, 2017, Randall's Island.
Punk Island. Get down. All right, we're going to finish this episode with Al from Trashy. We're going to play a song from Trashy. This is a bunch of folks who used to be in a band called Penguin that put out a lot of great tunes. I think they play a couple of Penguin tunes in Trashy.
Think they might, yeah.
I think they do. I think Up the Queer Punks was a Trashy. Wasn't that a Penguin song?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I may or may not be playing that right now. It's possible to be playing that right now. But this
it's
is
possible.
Trashy.
They're also playing the benefit a week from today.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, June 7th, Cobra Club.
And they're playing Punk Island on June 18th, so you can see them in both places. Here's Trashy from Punk Island at the Brooklyn Transcore stage. Get down.